What's poppin', lockin', polka dottin'? I'm gonna start saying that now because that's a cool thing to say. Instead of saying what's up, buttercup, or what's crack a lackin', or hey sexy, or DTF, I'm gonna start saying what's poppin', lockin', polka dottin', because that is cool. You know, I'm very original, guys. You don't even know it. Oh man, woof. Okay. Anyways, welcome to episode 59 of Whipsnap. Yeah, dude, we're doing it. 59. I told you guys last episode I was gonna watch Chip and Dale, and then I did. And then I also, so I'm gonna review that movie, but also, I'm in this. I'm still, you know, I still have COVID from, I don't know if you saw it last episode. If you didn't, that's fine because you don't need to see. This podcast is like The Simpsons, you know, pick any episode, watch it and be like, oh, that was funny. Let's watch another one. And then you pick another one and you're like, maybe that one wasn't as funny as the other one. Let's try another one. And then you're like that one. And then you try a new one and then you're like, oh, okay, that's not that funny. Let's try another one, I guess. And then you watch another one and then you're like, oh, that it was funny. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is The Simpsons is hilarious and sometimes it's not. My podcast is sometimes peak comedy, sometimes it's not peak comedy, sometimes it's just me talking, and sometimes it's all in the middle. They're enjoyable, they're not. They're funny, they're not. And I wish I could rap. I actually can, but I'm just like not in the mood to do it. And I'm still kind of sick, so here's the deal, because I'm all over the place. I still have COVID. From the last episode, I mentioned I had COVID. I'm at a camp, tested positive. I've been like away from everybody else, but I feel like secretly I needed that, which is very cool. So it's weird how the universe works, man. What's going on? Dude, that'll be funny if you said that, but when you get hit by a plane, like a plane crashes, and you're like, man, universe is crazy, dude. It's like that it was just supposed to happen. I don't know if it was supposed to happen. I don't know if everything happens for a reason. Because if everything happens for a reason, then that means what I'm doing right now, which is I'm picking my foot. I'm just picking my foot. Picking at my foot. Because who doesn't pick at the foot? The fact that you guys say that some things are disgusting. Guess what? Everybody does it. You know what I mean? You ever hear somebody tell you this? Stop picking your nose. Oh, stop picking my nose? What do? I bet you itch your butt. I bet you don't even wipe sometimes. How about that? Yeah, sure, I pick my nose and I eat it in public. Because guess what? I'm a man. I'm a baby boy. I still do it. I don't eat it anymore because it's disgusting. And I know that. But picking my nose, because also, here's another thing. I have a really bad deviated septum. And we'll go back to the COVID thing in 2 seconds. I got to talk about how, like, everything bad about me. Just kidding. But I have a deviated septum. And because of that, there's always, like, bones or scabs or boogers, because everybody's got those, you know. It's like chromosomes. Everybody got those. And some people have less of them. And some people don't even have the alphabet. I was trying to make that like an XYZ kind of an XY chromosome joke because of the alphabet, but it didn't, you know, it was fine. It's fine. Not everything is a hit. Tell that to ugly people. No, tell that to, that's just the truth. Not everything is a hit and not everybody is a hit. You know what I mean? Some things suck and some people suck. As a matter of fact, almost all things and all people suck. And that's a good thing because then you don't need to be a materialistic, which means that the way you express your happiness and you feel good is when you buy stuff. But some things suck. Like you play with a thing and then you won't enjoy it anymore, just like people. You play with them, you have fun with them, and then sometimes you won't play with them anymore. And guess what? That's not necessarily a bad thing. People change. People go through crises. People stick with their partner for their lifetime. But guess what? Deep down, they messed up. So anyways, I got COVID still and I've been positive and I'm at a camp. And last episode, I was at camp just chilling in a cabin and stuff by myself. I'm well, not by myself, with like other people that were also COVID positive. And but now they moved me to this big house, which is very cool. And I feel weird. I feel good, but at the same time, I feel weird. Like I feel almost lucky that I got sick and now I'm in this big house. And I don't want to say where or who or what and why or can and yet and a bagel and bagel, you know. By the way, if you haven't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once yet, go watch Everything Everywhere All at Once and you'd see why I said bagel and then I transitioned into that movie. So, but I'm in this big house, and I think my whole life I would, you know, sneak and do stuff, you know, like I would leave the house or something, or I would sneak. I would just lie, basically. Growing up, I would do these stupid white lies. I would pretend I was sleeping, pretend I was sick, all of this stuff. And then when I got caught, I'm like, oh no, I got caught, blah, blah, blah. So now when I feel like I have no choice but to do nothing, like to relax almost, I feel like I'm going to get caught for some reason. Because that was programmed in my mind now. Does that make sense? Even if it doesn't make sense, I don't give a two nuts if you think it doesn't make sense. I don't give two nuts, or I don't give Adolf Hitler's nuts. By the way, I saw when the movie Jojo Rabbit came out, I saw like a podcast saying that that movie is offensive and it's not funny. But guess what? It is, I've decided it already. Top five best comedies. Top five. I don't know where. I think it might be fifth. I don't know the fourth. But here's my top five comedies. And you know what? We're going to talk about them. I am going to review Chip and Dale. I might review Harry Met Sally, which was... It was good, but it was very funny. I mean, one of the funniest jokes in it was probably my favorite joke of any comedy. But it was a little too long. Yeah, we'll talk about it. But we'll talk about Chip and Dale. But let's review my top five comedies. yeah. So I was trying to debate for a second. I was trying to debate if I wanted to cut to the ad. But no, let's not. Let's just put the ad in the beginning. But yeah, my top five comedies. So number one, it's been this way since it came out, and it's This Is the End. Seth Rogen, This Is the End. Seth Rogen, James Franco, Jonah Hill, Craig Robinson, Emma Roberts, Jay Baruchel, I think something like that, Baruchel, something like that. And then a lot of cameos. But if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I know a few people who haven't seen it yet, and that they got to just watch it, okay? Because they're missing out on such a good movie. One of the best. Wow, actually, in my opinion, the best. It is about a group of people, celebrities, that play themselves. Seth Rogen plays Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill plays Jonah Hill. You know, James Franco plays himself, which is at the time still like a pedophile. Or something. No, not a pedophile. A sexual abuser. I don't know. I just know he's not a good guy. I've heard things in the industry. He actually taught a class at the college I went to one time. But before I went to the school... Columbia College Hollywood. James Franco taught a class at Columbia College Hollywood, which is the college I went to, and I finished. I got my associate's degree. I finished. People, I don't know. I think I'm still friends with like one person from there. I don't know, but it's weird how like I am, for the most part, in high school and in college, I was unapologetically myself, and then don't get friends, which is all good, because guess what? If you have too many friends, I didn't get a lot of friends in high school and college, and I don't really talk to anybody anymore from high school. Yeah, not really. And then college, I don't know, maybe a couple people. Who's to say? But so I didn't have a lot of friends either, like later on, because either I was pretending to, if I'm being completely honest, and this is what life is about. Honesty, I like it. So give me it. Okay. It's like seconds at Golden Corral. Give me that. Ignore that sound. Like I said, I have a deviated septum. And pause for lemonade drink. If I'm talking too fast, let me know. Or don't, because you can't. It's a podcast. 59 episode. So what was I talking about? Ooh, what was I talking about? Oh. Yeah, so I didn't have... So in high school, I was either pretending to be someone's friend, too scared to be someone's friend because they were cooler than me, or I just... Yeah, either those two. I would, yeah, pretend to be someone's friend because they were... Because they wanted to be mine, and I was like, oh, okay, this person wants to be my friend. Let's be friends now. So I was pretending. Or I really, at the time, I was some people's friends. And later on, I was scared to meet other people, especially when I thought they were cool. There was some cool people. When I was a sophomore in improv class in high school, there were some people that were seniors, and they were so funny. They were also in my high school improv class, and they were so funny. And I was like, man, I want to be your friend so bad. And I think I did from a distance, but I don't, but I just don't talk to anybody from high school anymore, which is fine. You know, people move on, people change. I am totally not who I was in high school, and that is a good thing. Dear God Almighty, that is a good thing, because guess what? High school me, fucking weird as shit, okay? Every year is totally different. Who I was in freshman year, dude. I wish freshman year me could suck senior year's ass. Me's ass, my butt. I wish I could suck my own butt. That's what I was trying to say. Freshman year of high school, first off, that was my first year of public school because I was homeschooled. So I did that. I was freshman year of high school, and I was weird. I either didn't talk at all, or when I talked, I couldn't stop talking, and I couldn't stop being weird. I remember one time in freshman year of high school, lunch ended. So when lunch ended, we had to go back to our class, but I like joyfully skipped or something like that, and I was excited to excited to go back to class because it was English. I've always loved English. I always had good English teachers. This English teacher specifically was one of my favorite English teachers. Her name was Miss Schrader, I think. And in the beginning, I thought, oh, she was so mean or whatever, because one time I was cheating on a test, but I didn't know that I was cheating, or I knew I was cheating, still did it. And then I used the excuse that I didn't know I was cheating. Man, I was manipulative. I'm trying not to be, you know, while trying to get better. While trying to live life to the fullest. Is that it? Like the way you eat a cookie? You eat the cookie at the fullest? Stupid. What was I going to say? Yeah, so I was one time joyfully skipping to English class because lunch ended. I was the first one there. I was the first student there. The teacher and the teacher assistant, Ms. Schrader, was already there. And I sat down and I did like a little clappy clap. I was like, yoo-hoo! And she goes, Gregory, calm down. And then that just broke me. It broke me, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the day I realized I don't like being told to calm down. I don't know if you guys are fine with it. Even like people that I trust, I don't like calm down. I've never liked to calm down. Me and my sister have that in common. She hates being told to calm down. I would do it like if I was quoting a Vine or like something. But like calm down or any version of calm down. I don't like people telling me to shut up. Take it down a notch. Bring your energy's too high, any of that thing. Because in that moment, at least in my opinion, what that means is you're being a lot right now. And this is a part of you. So right now, I'm not liking a part of you, which is weird. Yeah. Yeah. So deeper. This gets so deeper. So deeper. It's getting deep, dude. It's getting deep. Dude, is this a shallow end? Oh, fuck no. It's the deep end. Because it's getting too deep up in this bitch. This is I can't tell if it's a, I can't. Anyways, welcome to episode 59 of Whip Snap. So yeah, so that happened in high school. Sophomore year, whoa, dude, I loved. Man, I killed it sophomore year. I started improv class. I started doing, I was in a play. I was in like my first lead play. I think I was like the fourth or third main character, something like that. I was the son of a family. And the play was called Louder, I Can't Hear You. And that was fun. And I enjoyed it. And then I actually realized at that moment, I think there was a lot of people above me, like flirting with me, that thought it was attractive. I was just too dumb to realize, because guess what? I'm a sophomore trying to just be silly. I'm trying to have people like me for my silliness, you know? And then I won, I think, like best, like MVP. I think it was that year. Like new MVP, I think it was that year or the year after that. I don't remember, but I point is, for one of the 3 years I was doing improv classes, I won MVP, and I'm pretty proud of that. That was pretty good. Pretty good thing about that. Junior year, I was also liked, and actually junior year was weird because there was a lot of people that I was friends with that I didn't want to be friends with, only because I didn't have anybody else. That was my first relationship as well, that either lasted 5 days or a week. And I don't even consider, even though we kissed, I don't really even consider if that was our first kiss, because the kiss was too short, okay? The kiss was my dick in the cold. I don't like messing up talking as I'm saying a joke, which that just happened, because then it ruins the timing of the joke. And it pisses me. It makes me so mad. I don't get mad, but whatever. Okay, guy. Calm down, my dude. So, junior year happened, and so I even remember. Oh, dude, I even remember the first kiss, the exact where it was. Oh, should I say her name? I don't know. Has it been long enough where I can say her name? It rhymes with Cassie. That's what it rhymes with, okay? How funny would it be if I title this episode something something Cassie? That would be funny. Because guess what? I think we're still friends on Facebook or something like that. Oh, I don't know, man. She's got a kid. That's hilarious to me. That is so funny. My first girlfriend has a kid. Yuck. Oh, double yuck. Oh, it was a bad kiss, and now she has a kid? Double yuck. That is so funny to me. Okay, so. I don't know why I'm crying at that. Ooh, quadruple yuck. Just kidding. So, the first kiss was with her, and I think my brother was dropping both of us off at her house. Because I don't know where we were before that. We were either at my house or we were at high school. We were somewhere on a date. I don't even remember. Maybe at the movies. I don't remember. But then my brother picked us both up. We were sitting in the back. He drove us to her house to drop her off. It was late at night. And to get to her front door, we had to walk up these wooden steps. Okay, not a lot of wooden steps, maybe like six steps, five steps. And then we finally landed where we were side by side. And behind her was her front door, like a screen door. It was a see-through screen door. And we were standing like outside of it, like on the porch, wooden patio, something like that. And on the left of us was the stairs we just came up from. Stay with me now. Don't lose me. And I don't even remember what I said, but in my mind, as I'm walking up these steps, in my mind, I'm like, oh, we're going to have to kiss, aren't we? We're officially dating now, blah, blah, blah. And then we hugged. And when I came back, you know how sometimes you hug somebody and then you come back out of the hug and you guys still, and now you guys are like face to face? I didn't even have time to get to the face to face stage because I was so nervous because I've never kissed somebody before. I don't watch the adult movies online yet. I'm only 16, something like that. I probably did, but I wasn't paying attention. You know what? I probably was watching porn around that time, 16, I think. That was my first kiss, 16. And I was probably watching porn at that time, but I'm not focusing on two lips touching. You know what I'm thinking about? You know what I'm watching? One lip getting a dick in it. Sex. I wasn't focused on the kissing. I actually even remember the very first time I got turned on. But let's not drift away from a kiss. Let's not be like, oh, speaking of kissing, let's talk about the first time I almost jacked off. No, I'm not talking about that. I don't want to talk about that. We'll talk about the first kiss. Maybe this episode is the first of many. It's the first. You know what I mean? First kiss, first time I had sex, first time I got jacked off, first time my dad beat me. Maybe not that last one. Maybe we won't do that last one. First time my mom pushed me. Maybe we won't do that last one. First time my brother hit me. Maybe we won't have to do that last one. First time I had a heartbreak. That one's a fun one. First time I had a heartbreak. We can laugh about that now, can't we? Can't we all laugh about everything? Pizza. Don't know why I did a Seth Rogen laugh. Anyways, we're side by side, okay? And the steps are now on the side of us. And I hug her. And instead of going, like I said, coming back to the face-to-face stage moment stance, I just, as I'm coming out of the hug, I go for her lips. And she did not expect it. And even after the kiss, it was probably, I couldn't even count it 1 second. It was more like a peck. Oh, gross. It was probably a peck. It was probably a peck on the lips, and that's not a... Who am I, a woodpecker? Am I just out here pecking women with my lips? I'm not talking about a dick thing. This is not a dick thing. But am I just pecking them aggressively? Again, it's not a dick thing. It's a lip-to-lip thing. But am I just like... pecking them in bed with the lights off and we're naked? Am I just pecking them so bad? Again, it's not a sex thing. It's two people kissing, but am I just like so good at pecking, man? Just pecking and then she comes? guys, it's not a dick thing. It's not sex. It's two people kiss. But it was like a peck, and then I didn't even look at her later. I kissed her quick, pecked her, basically pecked her. I did not peg her because I wasn't doing stuff like that, okay? I was 16. You got to wait for college to show up. So I pecked her and then I go, okay, good night. Oh, I said, okay, good night. Yuck. I didn't say love you. I didn't say see you tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I said, or I just said, okay, bye. What? Either way, if I said, okay, bye, or if I said, goodbye or something, or okay, bye or something, if I said one of two of those things, something like that, talk about a double yuck, my guy. Oh, disgusting. That's so funny. The fact that she was my first kiss and now she has a kid, double yuck. What was a good thing, and I need to remember this about that first relationship, is that she got out of a 6-month relationship to be with me. You know what I mean? Like, she broke up. This is what I was told, and I'm pretty sure it was right. So I actually didn't even start liking her at first, I think. I was just fucking goofing around. And actually, when I don't like people, I goof around more. And then when I realize someone likes me and I like them, I'm like less goofy because I'm like, oh, I don't want to blah, blah, blah. I don't want them to think I'm weird. But I got to remember they like my weirdness. That's why I did it in the first place, bitch. I'm calling myself a bitch, okay? Okay, we're not talking about sex, but I fucking pecked her so hardcore. All right, take it easy. Step it down a notch. Calm down. Gregor, you don't like being calmed down. That was Rick from, if you guys saw Big Mouth, it's Rick, the old man, the old hormone monster.
Oh, yeah, baby. All
right, I'm done. But I need to remember the good thing about that relationship is I believe she started liking me first, and also she was dating someone when she liked me. And I think they were dating for like 6 or 7 months, and then she broke up with him, and about 3 or 4 days later, we started dating. What? Talk about a man stealer. Dude, sorry guy, I just stole your woman. And even though you guys dated longer, you know, I got something about me. There's something to me, you know, you never know. I feel like with this on a good day, like I'm having a good day right now. I'm chilling, vibing. I'm getting this confidence from my dad. I don't know how much of his confidence is false or not, or he's trying to be confident in front of his kids, or he's just very naturally good with pleasing people. But I can have those moments, okay? I am my dad's son, and I'm also my mom's son, because I say stuff like, I'm a woman. I say that all the time, dude. You have no idea. I say stuff like, I'm going to have my 9th baby. I'm definitely my mom's son, dude. Original to limit. Oh, who cares? You know, sometimes you slip up. Who hasn't slipped up? Who hasn't even slipped? If you've never slipped, then you can never eat a banana again in your life, because you have lost all bananas' respect if you have never slipped on one. Sure, you can eat one. But you know what's funnier than eating one? You know what's funnier than deep-throating a banana? Slipping on one. Comedy fucking gold. And you know what's basically gold? Bananas. It's just less of a gold. It hasn't got the full gold on yet. I feel like Haley Styles. Haley Styles. And then senior year came. Yep, we're doing all of the years of high school. Senior year came, my guys, my gals, my theys, my whatever you want to call them, my its. Okay. Anyways, focus. So senior year came, and I was still liked. I feel like actually around that time, I was probably like most, like top 25 of popular people, I feel like. At least in the theater department. Because here's the thing. I was in an improv group. I was in my senior play. I wasn't in the musical, but I did backstage stuff. Because here's the thing. I auditioned for one musical, I think when I was a sophomore or a senior. I was ensemble. And I wanted to audition for more musicals in my high school. But there were two people that my teacher, my acting director, always casted as either the leads or the characters I wanted. And the last play I did as a senior, I was in 12 Angry Men, and I liked the character I was. I actually won Best Supporting Actor for that role. A little quick brag for you guys. But I auditioned for the antagonist, or just somebody else. You know what's funny is that I don't even know if my character was like the third or the fourth main character, but I treated it that way. Because I remember, and no one told me to do this. The acting director didn't tell me to do this. By the time it gets to the end of the play, if you haven't seen 12 Angry Men, it's all of these joy men and joy women trying to decide if a man on the stand is either guilty or innocent. And throughout the whole hour and a half play, they're trying to find the evidence. And some people are switching over saying, oh, this man is guilty, oh, this man is innocent, blah, blah, blah. I'm one of those people that my character was. I feel like most characters in that play go back and forth. And I want to say my character, like even in the movie, went back and forth. But my character was typically on the innocent side. Even though I had some lines that were like, yeah, I think he's guilty, I still had doubt. I think this is how I read my character. My character still had doubt, even though I've sometimes said guilty. Ended up, anyways, here's a spoiler. All of the jurors decide that he's innocent, I believe, for the most part. And as the play is ending, all of these characters are leaving the room, you know, leaving the stage one by one. And I was the third person to leave the stage. So the last two people to leave the stage was the protagonist and the antagonist. But before both of them was me. I decided to leave the stage as one of the last people because I wanted a bigger role. I wanted to be a main character. And I felt like I treated myself like the main character. No one told me to do that. That was a directing choice on me. I directed myself, baby. I know what I'm doing. I do have to pee. So I did that, and that's when I had my second relationship. Let me take a sip of beer because we're getting into some deep stuff. We're getting into the deep end, my guy. I've been saying my guy a lot. I even call women guys, my guy. What are you doing? What are you doing over there, my guy? Okay. Senior year came, and that was my first official heartbreak, I would say. Like, we dated for about a month and a half to 2 months. Yeah, it's not that small. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing with relationships. Sorry, the only people I idolize on relationships are my parents. And guess what? Guess what? So I dated them for about a month and a half. And that was another relationship where I think she started to like me first, but then she broke up with me. Yes, love being broken up with. Truthfully, I would rather be broken up with than being the breaker-upper, you know, the picker-upper. I'd rather be broken up than do the breakup. You get what I'm saying. And I've done, and I, by the way, before this episode started, I actually counted. I've dated 6 people my entire life. I have been broken up by 3, and I have broke up with 3. Okay? So it's even. I know what I'm doing, but at the same time, nobody knows what they're doing. Anyways, so that was the heartbreak, and I would say I didn't even fully get over it. Let's see. Until probably 2 years, like a full 2 years. Like, I know I dated some people, I think, around those 2 years, but in the back, like in the deep back of my mind, I was still thinking about my heartbreak and that person or whatever. But that was fun, dude. High school was weird. I'm trying to decide if I want to, because I'm sure I'm going to get invited to the 10-year reunion. You know, everyone is going to get invited to that. And my reunion is in 2025 because I graduated in 2015. And depending on where I'm at financially, emotionally, mentally, if I'm at a good place, like I'm hoping to stay in California for whenever, you know, I hope I'm at a good spot. But if I am at a good spot, I probably won't go to the reunion. I don't know. It depends. I really don't know because high school, I wasn't saying it was like a bad thing or a good thing. It was just like a thing that I don't want to revisit, you know, because it was in the past. Let the past be the past. Let the present be the present, and let the future be the now. Who said that? Who did say that? I think it was Malcolm X. Didn't Malcolm X say that? I mean, he either said that and he said, ow, because he got shot. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Okay. So I do have to pee. So that was the breakdown of my high school, which is fun. And now let's talk about the Chip and Dale movie. Actually, you know what? I really do have to pee. So let's cut it. And then, okay, yeah. I don't even, okay. Who cares? But why, who, when, what? Okay, I'm going to pee. I've noticed that people that talk to themselves are not the crazy ones. And that is the best thing I've ever said in my life. If you don't talk to yourself, that means you're just talking in your mind to yourself. You're just going through thoughts. But if you talk to yourself, you're distracted from your thoughts. And if you just keep talking, and if you try to, that's the best way to remain sane. So just keep talking to yourself. If you're too caught up in your mind, in your thoughts, then you're going to get stuck in your mind. But if you keep, you know, releasing language and syllables and sentences and commas and characters and affliction, is that it? What is it? When you afflict your voice, affliction and tone and mood, if you just let it all out, you become less insane. You become more sane. You know what I mean? Or maybe none of this. Maybe I'm just incorrect. But yeah, so the Chip and Dale movie. So sorry, guys. I just came back from a piss and I've never talked after that before. That's why I'm so weird. Okay. All right. So the Chip and Dale movie, it was very good. I really enjoyed it. It was a little too long. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. It's with John Mulaney as Chip and Andy Samberg as Dale. I hope it's correct. But they're, you know, Chip and Dale, it's the chipmunks that were from the TV show in the 80s or the 90s. I don't even know when the show came out because I never watched it. I never heard about it. But it was based off that. And then, so they're friends again. And they talk a lot about their success from the TV show. Like, it's still canon to the TV show. They still talk about it. It's the same Chip and Dale from the TV show. Chip and Dale, if you ever saw that. And now they're dealing with what happened after the show got canceled, you know? And it was funny. It's funny. There's some jokes that are like too meta. Like the Chip and Dale movie, it's technically not necessarily a reboot, but they're bringing back characters from a thing that already exists, you know? Like the TV show. The TV show exists, so they're bringing back those characters. And so they make a lot of jokes about, like, we should make a reboot movie. We should make, and all of these jokes, and for the most part, they were not funny because it's like, oh, I know what you're doing. It's the type of comedy that's like, it's like Deadpool, you know? It's like Deadpool comedy, making fun of, like, the X-Man. You know, like the opening of Deadpool when he's drawing X-Man on, like, a piece of paper, Deadpool is. And I don't know, most of the Deadpool comedy I just didn't like. It was all meta jokes. Remember when Deadpool 2, he opened the X-Man mansion and the only person that opened the door was one of the characters from Deadpool 1. And he was just like, it's weird that you also, Deadpool, this is what Deadpool said in the movie. He's like, it's weird that you answered the door. It's almost like the studio couldn't afford another X-Man. And that's. You're just making fun of the universe. And that was all of the jokes in the Deadpool movie. It was good. The movies were good. And they're definitely rewatchable. But maybe not the sequel. I don't know if the sequel is that good. I don't know. But no, Chip and Dale was good. It was a lot of cameos. Can I spoil it? There was a lot of cameos from like cartoons. Because the villain's agenda, his objective, is he wants to get money off of reboots. So he's taking animated characters from old Disney movies, old studios, blah, 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 and just bringing them to his factory, making them look less than what they are, like making them look weirder, and then I think putting them into a movie. Here's the thing. I also don't even know if this is correct. I don't know, but it's something like this. He keeps rebooting movies, and the villain is a character from a Disney movie, which is funny. He just looks different. There's a lot of cameos. Like, here's a brief one is that this is not a big cameo. I actually noticed it very quick, and it's just very tiny. But the main dad from South Park, he doesn't say anything. But he's in the movie for like 4 seconds, like in the background. You know what I mean? So it's mashing together all of these animated TV shows and movies into one kids movie, which is very interesting. It's almost like Doctor Strange. If Doctor Strange was good, like the Multiverse of Madness, the Doctor Strange 2. This movie, Chip and Dale, is the better Doctor Strange of Doctor Strange. Boom. Made no sense, but at the same time, you should get it. You know what I mean? So Chip and Dale. But no, it was good. It was just maybe a little too long. There was some stuff that I was like, oh, this is definitely Lonely Island vibes. If you don't know who Lonely Island is, they were on SNL, Saturday Night Live, for a while with Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaffer, and Jorma, something else. But they made a movie called Pop Star. They had a lot of music videos. They were a comedic band. They were really funny, and I've met one of them. I don't know which one. I didn't meet Andy because he's the most popular one, and I would know if I met Andy Samberg, dude. Everybody would know if they met Adam Sandler. How funny was that? How funny was that? 9 out of 10. But I didn't meet Andy Samberg. I met one of the other ones, either Jorma or Akiva. But one of them directed Chip and Dale. Also, who else? Who's in it? Seth Rogen is in it. Tim Robinson is in it, who he does one of my favorite Netflix shows called I Think You Should Leave. I can't tell you how many times I've talked about that sketch show on my podcast, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but they're making a new season and I'm very excited. I Think You Should Leave. So Tim Robinson is in it, Seth Rogen, who else was in it I feel like Jack Black was in it, but I didn't see him in the credits. But at the same time, I skipped through the credits because the credits are the credits. The credits suck. I know someone edited that. I know someone put together those credits, but it's a waste, you know? No one ever watches the credits. No one ever. Do you think someone watches a movie, finally gets to the end credits, and they're like, now this is good editing? No. Everybody can do it. Fuck, I did it. Yeah, man. By the way, if you haven't watched my Lego stop motion movie on YouTube, please do. Because I've been kind of quarantining for a couple of days because of COVID, I'm able to just, I guess, watch stuff on my phone, and I read my It book, which I've been reading still. I am, I think, 800 pages in, so I have about 300 pages left, and it's good. It's really good, but I probably never read it again because I don't like the way it's laid out, like the timeline of stuff. Like, I'm 800 pages in, which means there's about 300 pages left, and yet I am about to start the chapter where one of Henry Bowers' bullies gets killed. If you haven't seen the It movie, Henry Bowers is one of the bullies that just like terrorized the group, the main group of kids. And Henry has like two sidekicks with him, or two or three. And I'm about to finish the chapter. I'm about to start the chapter that's one of his characters dies. And in the 2017 It, I think it's 2017. The 2017 It, it's the kid that has the yellow t-shirt with the cartoon on it, and he goes into the tunnels and he sees all of those dead kids. His name's Patrick Hockstetter or something like that. So I'm about to read how he dies in the book, because it even says in the chapter, it says the missing of Patrick Hockstetter or something like that. I don't know. The book's weird. The book's too long, but I'm enjoying it for the most part. When it's scary, it's scary. And when it's blah, it's fucking, I'm bored sometimes. I would zone out and then I would come back too. And I'm like, oh, I didn't miss anything. Nothing happened. It's just Stephen King is just so incredibly detailed. Or he was on cocaine for so long. And he was just like, I can't find an ending to this book. Anyway, so go watch Chip and Dale. It's a good movie. It has like a very, it reminds me of, what does it remind me of? I don't know, but there's different animations which is cool. I know when I was watching it, I was like, man, I kind of want to watch Alice in Wonderland now, because that's a good movie too, and I might watch it. I might just watch Alice in Wonderland because I like Alice in Wonderland. You guys should get high and watch Wizard of Oz. I got high a couple weeks ago and watched Wizard of Oz. It was such a dope experience. You know what I mean? It was the dopest. So go watch Chip and Dale. There's just so many cameos. It's really funny. And I don't necessarily know if I laugh out loud a lot, but I did like two or three times. But it's still funny. It's still funny. It's still enjoyable. How much time have I been doing? Okay, let me just review When Harry Met Sally, and then I'll skedaddle. So I just watched the comedy When Harry Met Sally, Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal. By the way, did you know that Meg Ryan, who's an old actress and she still acts a little bit, she might be in a Netflix show, but I also might have made that up. She's married to Dennis Quaid. I thought everybody that gets married to Dennis Quaid gets divorced by Dennis Quaid. You know what I mean? He just looks like he marries a lot of people. I've also seen him in a clip on YouTube or something of someone. He's yelling at someone at a Netflix studio office or something. He doesn't seem like a nice guy, but at the same time, I shouldn't judge him. But at the same time, everybody judges everybody. So who gives a fuck? I don't know. Dennis Quaid just looks like a weirdo. He looks like a man's man. He looks like if you ask him if he's gay, he'll punch you in the nose. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He looks like his favorite cuss word is motherfucker, and he yells that at his kids, but he goes to church on Sundays. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like he'll call his kids a piece of shit. Oh man, dude, if you're somebody and you marry someone disgusting, let's say, I don't know, Paris Hilton. Okay, you know what? Let me just stick to this one thing. If you're a woman and you're a straight woman, and you marry someone ugly like, I actually can't think of an ugly actor. I can't even think of an ugly actress. You know why? Because there's not a lot of ugly people out there on the TV screen. Because everybody wants to be attractive somehow. I'm trying to think. It doesn't even have to be an actress, I'm thinking. Okay, if you're a woman and you marry someone ugly, like if Owen Wilson had just had a big old nose, you know how Owen Wilson is attractive, but he's like almost not. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. If someone married an uglier Owen Wilson, got divorced, and then ended up marrying Dennis Quaid, double yuck. So that was that. So Harry Met Sally is with Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan. I believe it was made in 1989. It was directed by Rob Reiner or Reiner. I don't know. I recognize that name though. I think that guy is in All in the Family, something like that. Hopefully I'm getting the name right. I don't know. I don't know a lot of things. But what I do know is that when you need to shave your balls, use Manscaped. That's 50% off when you use the code SUCK. Do you want your balls to suck? Not mine. That's why I get Manscaped 2.0. Sure, it's $90, but your dick will thank you, and so will your balls. Go on over to manscaped.com and use the promo code SUCK. Or to get 20% off and a kick to the face, use promo code KICK TO THE FACE. That's manscaped.com. We'll be right back. Actually, we're not going anywhere. So When Harry Met Sally is about these two people that are bumping into each other every few years, which means for a while they've known of each other. They bump into each other and they're like, oh, okay, well, so long. 5 years later, they meet again. They're like, whoa, didn't I see you 5 years ago? Blah, blah, blah. 2 years later, a couple months later, they keep bumping into each other. And most of their conversation and most of their relationship is platonic. But it's a romance. And that's all I will say. There is one of the best jokes I've ever seen in the comedy in that movie. But at the same time, I wish it was a little bit funnier. It's a good movie. I really enjoyed it. Who else was in it? There was a... Oh, Carrie Fisher. Princess Leia. Who put Princess Leia in that movie? You know? I thought you were just showing off your boobs in Star Wars, you know? I think Carrie Fisher was my dad's celebrity crush. Was. I say was because, you know, rip to my dad's celebrity crush. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I got some bad news for you guys. Guys, Princess Leia, the actress who played Princess Leia, fell off a cliff. Yeah. She lived, but then she got hit by a bus. And then she lived again, but then she got cancer, you know? And which is weird because she's a Gemini. No, she's not. I don't know. Who cares? Zodiac signs are stupid. No, that's very interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, guys, watch Chip and Dale. Watch Harry Met Sally. Harry Met Sally. If you're a Sagittarius, eat my nuts. I think that's the overall message. Yeah. If you're a Zodiac sign I don't like, I wish you the best. But also, you know, go to hell. Just kidding. I don't care about signs. If I'm on a date with you and the first date you're like, wait, what's your sign? Look, we're probably still going to have sex, but this relationship ain't going to last long. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. But watch Harry Met Sally. It's good. It's a good comedy. I feel like you should watch it because it's very, it talks about like the way guys and girls should talk honestly. Like they talk about the idea of relationships and the idea of being friends with the opposite sex, and they're very blunt with their dialogue, which I like. And it's very quick. I thought I was going to like Billy Crystal's characters more. Whoa. Hold on. Go back. Rewind. Take two. I thought I was going to like Billy Crystal's character more. Like I thought he was going to be like the good guy. But he's kind of mean. He's kind of mean. But I guess they like each other. I don't know if I also believe they're them as a couple, you know? I love Billy Crystal, and I actually think he's more handsome now than he was in the 80s, 90s. But this one, he just looked like a cantaloupe. He looked like he had like a cantaloupe head with just like pubes popping out on the sides. And Meg Ryan was looking stunning. But watch it, live it, and if you see a bag of Doritos, fuck it. Okay, I think that's going to end it for episode, what episode is this? Episode 59, hopefully. Man, I wish it was 69, otherwise I can have this B-minus joke. I can say something that everyone else has said. Man, I'm so unoriginal. Who cares? We're all good. Everyone's good. But anyways, thank you guys for listening to episode 59 of Whipsnap. I appreciate you guys. I'll try to post more when I can. But peace be with you. Hail Hydra. Jesus. Freedom. America. And strawberry milk is very good. And if you disagree, look, we can still be friends. But just don't call me up past 11 p.m. You know why. You fucking know why. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Okay, see you guys later. Adios.